In the Washington Examiner, Paul Bedard reported this week, in a shocking reversal of policy, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents are being told to release illegal immigrants and no longer order them to appear at deportation hearings, essentially a license to stay in the U.S., a key agent testified. What's more, the stand-down order includes a requirement that the whereabouts of illegals released are not to be tracked. Testifying on the two-year border surge of immigrant youths, Border Patrol agent Brandon Judd said the policy shift was prompted by Obama administration's embarrassment that just about half the illegals ordered to appear in court actually do. The willful failure to show up for court appearances by persons who were arrested and released by the Border Patrol has become an extreme embarrassment for the Department of Homeland Security, Judd testified before the Immigration Subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee. The biggest change? Undocumented immigrants are no longer given a notice to appear order because they simply ignore them, Bedard reported. The Supreme Court added this issue of the executive branch not enforcing the law to the Texas case it is set to take up. It is a serious issue, and at some point it goes beyond plain politics to the point where the nation's citizens must wonder if their own government is, in a sense, declaring war against them. What else do you call it when invasion is supported and the government expressly chooses to ignore the laws passed by the Citizens' Congress? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and online at prattontexas.com.